Amazon founder Jeff Bezos transformed retail. He got into media, buying the Washington Post, and took on supermarkets with the purchase of Whole Foods. Now this disruptor is taking on healthcare. His partners on the project have their own histories of redrawing maps. Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway and Jamie Dimon of JPMorgan Chase are working with Jeff Bezos to create a new company to focus on improving healthcare and making it cheaper for their U.S. employees. And to talk about how this could reshape the healthcare industry in the U.S., Stephen Halper of the financial services firm Cantor Fitzgerald joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
All right. So healthcare stocks plunged on this announcement. What does that tell you?
Yeah, well, I think that given the announcement today, investors are concerned perhaps about the long-term growth possibilities as there's a potential new entrant into the market.
What does that mean?
So basically, Amazon, Berkshire, and JP Morgan have announced a healthcare initiative where the first focus is going to bring technology solutions that will, quote, provide their U.S. employees and their families with simplified, high quality, and transparent healthcare at a reasonable cost. We assume that that means that they will develop applications to help in the healthcare delivery process. Many insurance companies and healthcare information technology companies already do this. It's our view that the market opportunity is large, and the road ahead for this combined entity, it will take a very long time for them to develop this market.
The market opportunity is large, you say. What do you think made these three very successful business people think there was a massive opportunity for them in healthcare?
Right. So in general, there are two major problems within the healthcare delivery service environment that we see today. We, as a country, we spend too much on healthcare. And number two, the quality might not be as high as it should be. So the goal is to bend the cost curve while improving quality. Many organizations in the healthcare landscape are pursuing that today.
What specifically do these three companies bring to the table that makes them uniquely qualified to tackle this problem?
Well, I think Amazon wants to take advantage of its consumer experience. Berkshire Hathaway obviously is very focused on insurance, not necessarily healthcare. And JP Morgan is a very large financial services and does a lot of things well. And I'm assuming they want to take advantage of a lot of those, capabilities. However, healthcare is a different market. Clearly, there is a consumer component to it, but the managed care companies do a very good job of patient engagement. And that's really, a key ingredient to a successful strategy.
What do you think their biggest obstacles are?
Well, I think the inherent challenges within healthcare, number one, it's very fragmented. Number two, employers as well as providers are very set in their ways. It's very difficult to disrupt the status quo. Healthcare is a very local business. More often than not, large national solutions don't necessarily work in local markets.
You describe these big problems that I think everybody who's worked on healthcare is familiar with. Why hasn't anyone solved these problems until now?
Well, some problems have been solved. There are numerous examples of how healthcare providers and payers have successfully bent the cost curve. There's a lot more to do. Typically, these come from local, well-established integrated delivery networks working together with established managed care plans in their local markets. So again, there's no national player on the scene to speak of, but there are a lot of local success stories. Again, healthcare is a local business, and these large companies or these large national approaches to change healthcare delivery may not always work.
Stephen Halper is a managing director at Cantor Fitzgerald. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. You're welcome.